Asha Dayani Show, where we empower, enlighten, and enjoy together. It's choice, not chance, that determines our destiny. Is to change the way we think. Salam, yali madad, sat sri akal, and a pleasant day ahead to all of you. Kaise hain aap? This is your host, Coast to Coast Dilshad, bringing you the hour to empower. Please email me for questions and feedback. Hamara email dilshad@dilshadshow.com and log on to hear live on funasia.net. And if you miss any part of the program, you always have the chance to catch up by logging in dilshadshow.com, dilshadshow.com, and grab the soundbite that you have missed. Jitna hai tumko jana, dil ye chahe tumhe apna banana. Jitna pyar hai tumse hame. मर ही जाएंगे जो खो दिया तुम्हें. इस किस्म के जज्बात क्या आपने अपनी जिंदगी में कभी महसूस किए, या अब एक हिस्ट्री का चैप्टर ही बन के रह गए हैं? वैसे रिश्ते, नाते, प्यार और मोहब्बत ऐसे जज्बात हैं जो हर मोड़ पर, जिंदगी के हर मोड़ पर एक हंसी रूप देते हैं. लेकिन जब एक डेलिकेट, इम्पोर्टेंट और लॉन्ग टर्म बंधन या रिलेशनशिप, जिसे शादी का नाम दिया जाता है, एक तकलीफ दे प्रोसेस बन जाए, तो फिर क्या करें? आप कहेंगे, तो इसमें इतना परेशान होने वाली क्या बात है? इतनी सारी तो ऑनलाइन और शादी ब्याह की सर्विसेज मौजूद हैं. भाई, आपकी राय भी गलत नहीं, पर क्या वो सर्विसेज पर्सनल टच प्रोवाइड करती हैं? काफी हद तक सुना गया नहीं. आप में से वो लोग जो अपना हम सफर ढूंढ रहे हैं, या फिर वो घर वाले जो इसमें मदद कर रहे हैं, कितने मुतमईन होते हैं? हाउ मच डू दे फील सैटिस्फाइड एंड हैप्पी विद द पैकेज डील? जी हाँ, इन तमाम कंसर्न्स को एड्रेस करने और आपका मसला कुछ हद तक आसान करने के लिए लॉयर टर्न मैचमेकिंग एंड रिलेशनशिप एक्सपर्ट जस्पीना अलुवालिया को हमने आज इनवाइट किया, हु हैज जॉइंड अस ऑल द वे फ्रॉम द सैन फ्रांसिस्को बे एरिया. Jasmina, I'm going to just go ahead and introduce you a little bit, and then we are going to chat.
great.
Jaspina is a former practicing lawyer holding a graduate degree in philosophy. Jaspina can relate firsthand to the demands and challenges facing her accomplished clients. Having found her special someone, Jaspina can also relate firsthand to the challenge of juggling professional, social and personal demands. Jaspina's firsthand experience motivated her to create a premium service which could be effectively leveraged by selective professionals wishing to focus on finding that special someone. As a second generation Indian American raised in the US, Jaspina has a unique understanding of the successful blending of Indian and American cultures. Previously, Jaspina practiced law in San Francisco and Chicago. Jaspina has a BA and MA in philosophy from Vanderbilt University and then earned her GED from the University of Michigan Law School. As extensive one-on-one consultation and feedback process are cornerstones of Intersections, highly personalized services. Welcome, Jaspina, to the Chat Show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be participating on today's show, Joseph. The show's concept of empowering one's life, enlightening one's spirit, and enjoying the remarkable journey of life very much resonates with me. And I believe the show is of tremendous value, and I'm honored to be here.
Thank you so much, Jaspina. And you know what? I think you share the same spirit, and that's why we are together as women, forming the same kind of a sense that we look for in life. Jaspina, tell me, what made you think that there was a need for Intersections matchmaking? And what makes it different from the other online services that are already in the market?
Great question. As you'd mentioned, as a second generation professional Indian American raised in the U.S., with a unique understanding of the successful blending of Indian and American cultures, I knew there was a need for someone in the South Asian community who could relate firsthand to the challenges of juggling those professional, social, and personal demands.
Right.
You know, and so my first-hand experience motivated me to create a personalized service which could be, you know, effectively leveraged by selective professionals wishing to focus on finding that someone, that special someone, while, you know, at the same time maintaining demanding schedules. And, you know, as a result of my personal experiences searching for a life partner while practicing as an attorney.
I'm sure that must have been very, very hard for you.
Exactly. And same, you know, very similar to what my clients face, what my typical client faces, absolutely. You know, I knew there'd be a great demand for a personal service to assist selective young professionals, you know, navigate this most important life decision.
Right.
I noticed, you know, many young professionals, myself included, you know, had difficulty balancing their professional and personal lives. And in particular, this could be a common issue for young professionals from South Asian backgrounds.
Right.
And as our cultures tend to discourage early dating and teach young people to first focus on their educations and other self-development. You know, so despite that, you know, that great demand among South Asian professionals for a personalized matchmaking service, you know, I found, incredibly, there was no one meeting that need.
True.
And, you know, given my personal, professional, and cultural background and experiences, I thought that I was in a position to, you know, design a unique service for clients. And, you know, so Intersections is the only national elite personalized service designed for selective South Asian singles across the country interested in optimizing their chances of meeting that special someone. Now, the service provided by Intersections differs from online dating.
Okay.
You know, in that it involves a personalized, consultative, and feedback-centric process.
Right.
So what I meant by that is before a client meets any matches, we first learn the client's particular needs, values, priorities, lifestyle, personality, and background via an interactive and introspective personal consultation.
That means you help them reflect on what they want and then come to a platform like that?
Absolutely. Everyone comes to us, you know, from a different place. Some people we are helping them clarify. Some people are really helping them identify. Some people we're really helping them distinguish between what, you know, intellectually is easy to understand, but one, when one really, you know, analyzes, it can be very difficult in terms of what one's needs are, those essential needs, and then what one's wants or preferences are. And distinguishing between the two, I believe, is very, very important. The needs are those essential must-haves that, for a lifelong commitment to someone that
right.
I think are important for a person. The wants and desires are, I think, less important, and that's where I encourage people to have flexibility so that they can have the largest pool available in terms of people who could potentially meet those more essential needs.
Okay.
So those are the kinds of things we're navigating through with that personal consultation. And, Intersections is specifically designed to take over the time-consuming task of pre-screening
right.
so that our clients are able to, strategically spend their limited time focusing on matches with real potential.
Wonderful. So this Intersections that I'm hearing has a very unique ability to kind of connect with the potential bride and the groom and bring them the kind of physical closeness that they demand internally in terms of a lot of questions. So there is a physical element to this services.
So what's interesting is a lot of people say, it's personalized, but it's nationwide. And how exactly does that work? And so what we've done, and we started locally, but due to the demand, it was client-driven demand, we went national pretty fast. And that is for those clients of ours who are interested in meeting others, people of South Asian background. Of course, we're a minority in the country, and so many are open to meeting people from different geographical areas apart from their own locations. And so for that reason, we are national. In terms of the personalized,
mm-hmm.
we do meet people in person, but by the same token, we are doing the vast majority of our personal consultations at this point are done via phone or webcam,
right.
And that is because we are a national service and because I personally do all of the personal consultations.
Right. So go ahead and talk about the physical element that kind of touches your services, and that is about how do you have those scouts in the professional field that help you out in this process. Tell me, Jasbina, what is the mission of Intersection Matchmaking?
That's a great question. As mentioned earlier, Intersections is a nationally personalized service
mm-hmm.
For South Asian singles nationwide. But the mission of Intersections is broader than elite matchmaking. And it includes thought leadership and spearheading dialogue in the South Asian community on relationship, social
mm-hmm.
dynamics, and health and wellness, each of which contribute to meaningful and fulfilling lives.
Right.
So now, in line with this mission, we've created Intersections Matchmaking Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
We've participated in business school panels at Harvard, Columbia, Wharton, as well as partnered with a number of organizations in our community and moderated several what we call Q&A dialogues, question
right.
and answer dialogues, via live events, anything from, intimate groups to up to over 300 people in the room, telecons, question and answer telecons where people, despite wherever they're located throughout the country can call in with questions and listen to others' questions and weigh in with their comments about other people's questions as well as serving as a relationship expert in various print and online media.
So it has stretched to a lot of formats, and it has stretched to a lot of agencies, academia, to the media as well.
Absolutely. I believe that relationships really are very much a part of everyone's life.
Right.
And to the extent that we can bring, do it within the community and also, benefit and bring in mainstream in terms of the Harvard, Columbia, Wharton. So
right.
that is the whole idea in terms of, very much right now, but I think, we're very much of a global world. And
right.
to the extent that we can learn, we can share our culture with others and we can learn from other cultures, I think we all get enriched by that.
I think that is absolutely so necessary at this point in our lives. And also, I think with the kind of global landscape we are entering in this world, we must have that kind of flexibility to learn from other cultures, and they have so much to offer as we have so much to offer to them. Jasbina, as having said all that, tell me, when you told me that you go to Harvard, Columbia, and all these great academia institutions, I'm sure they must be so thrilled to have this kind of service while they are thinking about it, and they have gotten, you know, this kind of cognitive tools now to think through all this process. And once you arrive there, what kind of response do you get? I mean, the people are very much kind of thrilled to have you there, and because there is not something like this that they can relate to and throw you a lot of questions about how they feel about the service.
No, interesting. Now, you know, I should clarify what we were. So, what we were doing when we were at Harvard, Columbia, and Wharton was more, you know, coming from the entrepreneurship angle. So, this was panels at the business schools. So, they were largely, while there were men and women in attendance, they were largely directed towards the women association of these respective business schools. So, interestingly, a lot of topics that came up during those. Doing this, and they weren't relationship centric in that sense. It was more entrepreneurship centric in terms of the, you know, the core concept there. But of course, what we do infiltrates into, you know, every time we present, every time we discuss things from any different aspect. And what was fascinating was, you know, despite the different, you know, formal topics within the panels that that many of us participated in, one question that came up, you know, quite commonly, was the whole concept of balancing family and professional lives. You know, because of course the people in attendance, while they were, a lot of them were professionals working in the community, the vast majority were students at, you know, the Harvard, Columbia, and Wharton, who were, you know, preparing for life in management or as entrepreneurs or in the business world, while at the same time many of them, you know, aspired to be mothers and aspired to have families as well.
Right.
And so it was amazing how common that, you know, that theme came up even in panels that did not have that as its core theme. It was fascinating to see that.
Wonderful. Tell me, Jasbina, how do you feel that, what are some of the major reasons people cannot seem to find their mates?
You know, this varies from person to person, as you can imagine. Now, for some people, limited free time and, you know, and high-profile professional lives can make it difficult. You know, for others, limited opportunities to meet potential partners with similar life goals and values make it difficult. And still others, and sometimes there's an overlap, as you can imagine, amongst all of these, but others, there's, you know, sometimes you find a misplaced focus on non-essential wants and preferences rather than essential and fundamental needs, or, you know, and sometimes, you know, a misplaced focus on common interests rather than common core values, making it difficult. So, you know, for example, yeah, of course it's lovely if one enjoys tennis or running and their partner does as well, but by the same token, when you're looking at a lifetime in terms of, you know, sharing a life together through ups and downs and potentially, you know, sharing, you know, the role of parenthood and all of that, you know, it's the core values that I believe are going to be, you know, are important, as opposed to the fact that, you know, both of you may engage in the same activity, you know, when you have that some free time. So those are the kind of things that we find. And again, that's why I believe it's very, very important to really start internally before going externally, in terms of really figure out what is important to one, what is, you know, really important, what are one's own values, priorities, life goals, and then, you know, only do that work before kind of looking out and seeing who out there may, you know, may meet that or be complementary to that.
True. And I also feel that many times people are not sure of what they want, and then they just go to a marriage agency, or, you know, are pressured by parents or peers, and then they feel that they just have to get this thing. It's like some agenda that they have to get through this and just find somebody. And at times, when you talk to them, they feel that, you know, I'm just getting married because, you know, everybody, all of my friends are married, and there's so much pressure going on, and these days I just feel that I need to settle down. But as you said, that there are so many deeper things that they kind of fail to kind of clarify themselves, because there is so much of the outside pressure that is kind of engulfing them and blocking their inner thought patterns.
Attention homeowners, this is Hussein Panjwani from Dream Home Mortgage. The tax season has arrived. Do you want to roll in your property taxes for 2009, skip up to two payments, lower your monthly payment and have that extra cash flow? Call me or Sharmeen at Dream Home Mortgage at 972-245-5626 or email us at info@dreamhomemortgage.com.
Remember, we don't just promise, we deliver.
Equal housing lender, some restrictions apply. Texas license number 1840.
Visit Sabzi Mandi Irving on Beltline between Rochelle and Northgate on Saturday, 27th of March, to shop at the lowest grocery prices in DFW.
Come and see it for yourself how low the grocery prices can go.
While other grocery stores have decided to end their sales and increase their prices, Sabzi Mandi has decided to offer even lower prices for the freshest of produce, spices and all other grocery items. So join the entire team of Fun Asia at Sabzi Mandi Irving. And while you're there, don't miss their 15% off sale on all their grocery items store-wide. So mark the date, March 27th at Sabzi Mandi Irving.
Sabzi Mandi Irving, the place to be on Saturday, March 27th from noon to 3 p.m.
हर लड़की का सपना है हसीन बनने का तो फिर चलो ना सखियों चलते हैं ग्लैमर हेयर डिजाइन जहां पर ग्लाइकोलिक एंड गोल्ड फेशियल शहनाज हुसैन फेशियल ब्राइडल पैकेजेस और भी बहुत कुछ है प्राइवेट रूम फॉर वुमेन ग्रेट कस्टमर सर्विस 24 इयर्स लाइसेंस एंड सर्टिफाइड कॉस्मेटोलॉजिस्ट ग्लैमर हेयर डिजाइन की शमशा जी के पास आप एक बार आएंगे तो फिर कहीं नहीं जाएंगे चेकआउट कीजिए उनकी वेबसाइट पर कूपन्स एंड स्पेशल्स एट glamourhairdesign.com Located next to Agha Juice in Carrollton. Appointment ke liye call kijiye 972-323-1362. That's 972-323-1362.
India Bazaar now offering the $1 one-point deal on their already low prices. Chirag Chakki Atta, 20 pounds for $3.99. Jawar Flour, 10 pounds for $6.99. Vadi Lalar Swad, frozen vegetable, 2 for $1. Accumulate points to get free groceries only at India Bazaar, Irving and Plano. Call 972-312-0114 or log on to IndiaBazaarDFW.com.
North Irving वासियों के लिए खुशखबरी MacArthur और Valley Ranch पर हम सब के लिए हमारा अपना Royal Sweets and Chaat House
चटखारेदार चाट हर तरह की मजेदार मिठाइयां और कैलोरी कॉन्शियस लोगों के लिए Royal Sweets में शुगर फ्री मिठाइयां भी मिलती हैं Stop by Royal Sweets today at their newest location on MacArthur and Valley Ranch in Irving
Roma Palace offering a la carte dinner. Mention Fun Asia Radio. Buy one entree and get second one free of equal or lesser value. Contact 972-235-7662.
Hi, this is Kimberly Kenzer, a full-service immigration attorney. I handle green cards for family members and employees, deportation defense, fiancé visas, investors' visas, employment visas, violence against women's act petitions, asylum, citizenship, including waivers for the English and history exams. My law firm is experienced in handling complicated cases, cases pending too long, and most importantly, federal litigation. Tune in to Fun Asia Radio every Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. For details, visit kinzerlaw.com. Or call 972-491-1145. For all of your immigration needs, call Kinzer Law Office in Richardson, 972-491-1145. Immigration practice with an edge.
Where are my cartoons? I want to watch cartoons.
अब क्या हुआ इसे?
उफ, जब से हमने केबल कटवा दिया है, मेरी तो नाक में दम कर दिया है।
तो फिर वापस लगवा दो ना।
अरे तुम्हीं ने तो कहा था कि केबल बहुत महंगा है और अब तुम्हीं?
हाँ, इसलिए तो मैं डिश टीवी लगवाने का सोच रहा हूँ। सुना है कि B2B Wireless 1999 में 100 अमेरिकन चैनल्स ऑफर कर रहे हैं और ऊपर से $100 ऑफ दे रहे हैं हर नए एक्टिवेशन पे।
B3 Wireless inside Sabzi Mandi in Garland and Irving, offering the best in American and international programming. Call for special pricing on Tamil, Telugu, Malayalam, Kannada, Punjabi, Bengali, Gujarati, Urdu and even Hindi packages.
I love you, B2B Wireless.
Call 214-276-0251 or 972-870-0800.
Consider how profitable you could be if your prospective customers found your website near the top of search results for the keywords used in your industry. Today, there will be millions of searches performed on the internet, many of them looking for exactly what you are selling. Let Molabs Media help you with search engine optimization. Molabs will give you that edge to be on the top. It's time for you to move forward. It's time to call Molabs Media, 972-247-8010. That's 972-247-8010. Or visit molabsmedia.com.
This radio program is the exclusive property of Fun Asia. Unauthorized use, including distribution or copying, is strictly prohibited.
Welcome back. For those of you who have just joined us, thank you for listening. And just to let you know that you are tuned to Dilshad Show. And if you miss any part of the show, you can always log on to dilshadshow.com. And if you would like to listen on the web, the address is funasia.net. And ladies and gentlemen, it is such a pleasure to have you. I have been receiving text messages, and thank you so much for being with me this afternoon. Today we have a special guest with us. Her name is Jasmina Ahluwalia, and she has joined us all the way from the Bay Area. She's the president and founder of Intersection Matchmaking. It is a personalized services that provide you with a lot of internal debating thoughts that you go through during the process of selecting a significant other in your life. And it also deals with a lot of the cultural paradigm shifts that deal with relationships and social dynamics. जो हमारी generation में इस वक्त देखी जा रही है कि partner या mate choose करने में बहुत सारी चीजों को consider किया जाता है, बनिस्बत पहले के मुकाबले में जहाँ दो खानदान शादी तय कर देते थे, या अब भी ऐसा होता है, I do not deny that, और arrange marriages अब भी पाकिस्तान, इंडिया, हमारे साउथ एशियन कल्चर में होती है, and they are pretty successful. So I do not want to kind of debate on that issue, but I would definitely give an option to those people who like to think very critically about this issue, have tremendous amount, a lot of questions related to their personal and for the person with whom they are trying to engage with. So ye bhi galat nahi hai, because they want to make sure that whatever they do is right for them. So Jasmina, you are with us.
Yes, hello, hi, Dilshad.
Yes.
Again, it's such a pleasure to be here. And, you know, once again, I just want to say that the whole concept of empowering one's life, enlightening one's spirit, and enjoying the journey of life very much resonates with really what I would believe our service is about. So I'm very honored to be here.
So I'm great. It's a great collaboration, Jasmina, of your time, talent, and knowledge, and you are imparting it to the community as well. Jasmina, tell me, how are you seeing the trend that South Asians ask for people or are interested in dating from other cultures at this point?
You know, it's an interesting question, and, you know, our clients tend to be mainstreamed in the U.S. in that they actively participate in the mainstream culture professionally and socially,
mm-hmm.
while at the same time consider their background to be an important part of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, while some of our clients are open to meeting potential partners from different ethnicities, other clients would strongly prefer meeting potential partners sharing their ethnic background.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since we have an extensive network within our community, and I would say within our many communities, I would say, as well as we have relationships with mainstream matchmakers throughout the country, you know, we're able to serve clients irrespective of their preferences in this regard, but we definitely see a continuum of that. You know, we see differences in people's preferences in that regard.
Because I see a lot of interracial marriages these days. Hamari South Asian mein bhi bahut sari marriages hoti hain. Even in my family, I've seen people getting married, like my cousins have been married to Caucasians.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, they are so happy. And it's been, their marriages are more than a decade now. And they are extremely happy with the person they chose at the university with whom they were studying. So I don't think it is a lot of issues right now, unless, yeah, with families it is, because they would prefer to have people from the same culture. But a lot goes on beyond now the cultural domains, and it is more about how compatible one feels with the other person, regardless of the race, creed, or caste. Right?
I definitely agree with that. And, you know, that gets down to, Dilshad, like, as we were speaking before, in terms of, you know, core values, life goals, priorities.
Right.
And I believe that in the global world we live in, there very much can be overlap between different cultures, different ethnicities. And for that reason, when someone says to me, you know, this is one of my essentials, or this is very important to me, you know, that's the what. If I say, you know, what are your highest priorities, or what are your most essential needs,
mm-hmm.
you know, the answer to that question is the what. What I like to get behind when I'm engaging with a client is mm-hmm. the whys behind that. So if someone says it's important that someone, you know, share this or be this, my question, you know, is always why, because there are many different reasons why someone might say that.
Right.
And some of the reasons may make one person compatible with that person, and another reason may make somebody else compatible. So it very much is a case of really focusing on what is truly important to that person, and seeing who could be complementary or provide that. And sometimes it's surprising in terms of who that person might be, the package they may look like.
Right.
So,
Jasmina, you got married, you were born here, and you have parents that are from South Asian descent, and so you have your roots there. Tell me, was it really difficult for you?
So interestingly, to back up, so my parents, so I'm Indian American, mm-hmm. So my parents immigrated to the States, 34 years ago from Delhi,
mm-hmm.
And they were the only ones of their generation to have immigrated over. So my masis, my abuas, they all, were back in Delhi. So we would go, visit all our relatives, and we were, in that sense, the American cousins, in the States.
Right.
And so that was interesting. Now, when my parents came over, and I should also mention, before my parents were married, my father had come over on, was called a Fulbright scholarship. So he had come over, to the States even prior to being married for research and study purposes.
Right.
And so he had spent a year in this country before going back, getting married, and then later coming to the States.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's, all of that is somewhat relevant in that the way my parents, I believe the way we were raised, the way they approached, life in the States, and, it was very much a sense of, we're coming from a great culture.
Right.
And
definitely,
we want to embrace that. By the same token, we have come to this, country, and there's reasons that we came to this country, and there's some great things about the Western culture also. And
absolutely,
so let's kind of pull what we feel to be, what resonates to us from both cultures,
mm-hmm.
and, create for ourselves, a life in that sense. And I believe that, myself and my siblings are very much the beneficiaries of that mindset. And in some ways, I feel this service almost, does the same thing in terms of blending sort of certain aspects of the Western and the Eastern approach to,
mm-hmm.
finding a mate.
So you have been traveling back and forth to Delhi and to, living in here. So you have a kind of a big canvas that you see both the cultures, you see the issues, you see the family expectations, and you see a lot of other kind of concerns in this process. So you were familiar with all that. When people come and talk to you about this, it is not it's not foreign to you.
Not at all. Not at all. Because what's interesting is, when many of our, so the, speaking of the second generation, I would say the vast majority of our second generations have parents who found their life partners through an arranged marriage,
mm-hmm.
Route. And, so what's interesting is this is the first generation for many of us, who are really navigating, those of us who choose to find a partner, not going going a very traditional route, the first kind of generation to be navigating, some of the different issues involved,
mm-hmm.
with that. So that's what I find is very fascinating. And, just from a larger perspective, from a macro level that's not particularly cultural, but more from a dynamic of genders.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is I think that fundamentally what's happening in this country is somewhat of a shift with men and women, and that if you look at what's going on in the major educational institutions and the numbers of college degrees and advanced degrees that are being awarded to women,
mm-hmm.
it's much higher than it had been 30 years ago.
Absolutely.
And just the women's participation in the workforce, women's participation at high levels, at professional levels and executive levels in the workforce, is quite different than it was. So I think there are a lot of, from a cultural point of view, from a gender point of view,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of shifting paradigms just at this point in history.
Right.
So I feel it's a fascinating time to be navigating
all of this
in that sense.
And in this context, I would throw this question to you, that how much of family involvement does your service incorporate or has built-in provision? Because that in our culture, that marriage is completely incomplete without the family being there. And to does that help or hinder, depending on situations? Because sometimes we do encounter situations where the family is more of a hindrance to the whole process, and the individuals are have taken the back seat. The family is kind of dominating the whole scenario, and that kind of feeling does not kind of, I don't think that kind of feeling should be present in these days when you are choosing your partner, or you know, you're heading to this great bondage.
Yeah, you know, I agree, and I think that, so to back up, you know, I believe that one of the greatest strengths mm-hmm. of our culture is the importance of family.
True.
And, you know, that said, you know, there are times when, you know, be it the expectations, the goals, the wishes of family members with respect to a life partner are not 100% aligned with those of a loved one within the family.
Right.
You know, and this sometimes can result in unfortunate circumstances. You know, for example, you know, when a family proceeds with search efforts on behalf of a member of their family,
mm-hmm.
while that member of the family may, you know, may already be involved in a relationship with someone else.
That is true. Yeah.
And, you know, and it's very important to the integrity of our process, that each client we work with be self-motivated
mm-hmm.
to engage in our process. Be really self-motivated to be seeking a life partner at, you know, at that point in time. And, you know, for that reason, while family members, you know, are many times the very first people who contact us on behalf of prospective clients,
mm-hmm.
you know, we speak with parents, we speak with siblings, you know, all the time. And we welcome the opportunity to share with them how our process works. You know, our service is designed such that we deal directly and exclusively with the person seeking a partner once the process has begun.
Right.
So the personal consultations are always done one-on-one with the person seeking a partner.
And you also do the screening for them, am I right?
Absolutely. We do the pre-screening, and I'd love to get into the scouts that you had
yes,
mentioned
I
as well.
Yes, I want you to we have 3 minutes before we go for the short break. And just, Mina, I really want you to go ahead briefly because that is the most prominent feature of your service.
Sure. So we are a personalized service, and we are national. And
mm-hmm.
one of the ways we're able to do that is, you know, we have a large network, and quite extensive network nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
One piece of that is, you know, our scouts. And who our scouts are is actually they know our client based to a great degree in that they're largely South Asian. They're
mm-hmm.
both men and women. They're in all different industries and fields. Some of them, you know, are doctors. Some
mm-hmm.
of them are what I used to do, lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are in tech. Some of them are in finance.
Okay.
So during the day, they're engaged in their own industries. But what they do with us is they help connect us to people in their personal and professional circles that may be appropriate matches for our clients. So it's a way for us to really open the universe up on behalf of our clients and, you know, increase the number of connections throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. So they help you kind of enhance your efforts, and do they connect with the people who are looking in their own city?
Yeah, exactly. So what they do, some of them are attending events on our behalf. So they'll go to an event in their, you know, in their respective city. And while there, in addition to spreading the word about our services, they'll also be looking for certain people, you know, and they will approach them and say, you know, a friend of mine, you know, runs this service, and she asked that I look out for people who meet certain, you know, broad-based criteria. You seem
right.
like someone who she may be interested in
mm-hmm.
speaking with on behalf of one of her clients. And then connect me with that person, and I'll go ahead and do a higher pre-screening with that person and really, you know, figure out if that is someone who it would be worthwhile to introduce to one of our clients. So that's one thing. Some of our scouts are attending events. And then just as I've mentioned, you know, our scouts actually are quite busy with their own lives, so
right.
some of them are not able to be as active in attending events. And instead, I similarly send out some very broad-based criteria to them, and they ask around amongst their own personal professional networks to see if there's, you know, which people within those networks are appropriate potential matches for our clients. And again, we always do a higher level pre-screening, run criminal background checks and all of that, and then introduce them if we feel it's appropriate. So it really is a way for us to expand the reach on behalf of our clients, while at the same time, you know, taking care with doing the pre-screening and taking care with the whole, you know, precise aspect of it.
That's wonderful. That is, this is the part that kind of gives an added advantage to these services that are already in the market. And I feel that this is the only way.
Visit Sabzi Mandi Irving on Beltline between Rochelle and Northgate on Saturday, 27th of March, to shop at the lowest grocery prices in DFW.
Come and see it for yourself how low the grocery prices can go.
While other grocery stores have decided to end their sales and increase their prices, Sabzi Mandi has decided to offer even lower prices for the freshest of produce, spices and all other grocery items. So join the entire team of Fun Asia at Sabzi Mandi Irving. And while you're there, don't miss their 15% off sale on all their grocery items store-wide. So mark the date, March 27th at Sabzi Mandi Irving.
Sabzi Mandi Irving, the place to be on Saturday, March 27th from noon to 3 p.m.
Hi, this is Sharon Thauer from the Law Offices of Sharon Thauer. Have you exhausted all your immigration options? You don't have any family to sponsor you or an employer? Don't worry. There are investor visas, EB-5 and the E-2 programs, where you can sponsor yourself through investment. To find out if you qualify and learn more details, call the Law Offices of Sharon Thauer for your private consultation today. Number is 214-239-4511. 214-239-4511. Conveniently located in the Valley Ranch area, 635 in MacArthur, www.thauerlaw.com, thauerlaw.com. An appointment is a click away. Law Offices of Sharon Thauer, we are the proud sponsor of Impact 2010, Atif Aslam and Shreya Ghoshal Show on March 20th, Special Event Center, Garland.
पाकिस्तानी एंटरटेनमेंट ग्रुप लेकर आए हैं आपके लिए पाकिस्तान डे 2010 सैटरडे मार्च 27 एट 6 पीएम एट द प्रिंस ऑफ पीस ऑडिटोरियम इन कैरलसन एंजॉय कर सकते हैं आप पेट्रियाटिक सिंगिंग कॉन्टेस्ट फॉर टू ग्रुप 6 टू 15 इयर्स एंड 16 इयर्स एंड अबव डांस परफॉर्मेंसेस भंगड़ा गिद्दा स्टैंड अप कॉमेडी सोचो कुछ तो सोचो अ कॉमेडी प्ले कल्चरल ड्रेस कॉम्पिटिशन फॉर किड्स बिटवीन 6 टू 10 इयर्स Raffle drawing हर 15 मिनट पर बहुत से gifts and prizes भी हैं with free raffle entry सबके लिए Pre-sale tickets starting at $10 are available at meraticket.com, eknazar.com and boomdallas.com इस event को पूरी तरह से तावन हासिल है पाकिस्तानी association of Texas and Asian Church of All Nations का PAT members की entry बिल्कुल मुफ्त है अपना PAT membership का card दिखाइए Punisher Richardson box office पर और free ticket पाइए exclusive media partner Punisher Radio Booth reservation, registration और मजीद मालूमात के लिए कॉल कीजिए परवेज शहजाद को at 469-358-0420.
Grand sponsor Liberty Home Mortgage. Platinum sponsor Mehta Production. Gold sponsor Sabzi Mandi. Silver sponsor Almaz Jewelers. Bronze sponsor Desi11.com. Entertainment sponsor Four Seasons Limo. Travel sponsor Rhea Travel and Tours.
बेगम गुड न्यूज अगर हमारे 500 गेस्ट हैं और तुम्हें हलाल मीट के साथ पंजाबी स्टाइल खाना चाहिए तो रोमा पैलेस का बैंकवेट हॉल ही एक जगह है जो रीजनेबल बजट में एडजस्ट हो सकता है
सो बुक योर पार्टी एट रोमा पैलेस बैंकवेट हॉल नेक्स्ट टू सब्जी मंडी इन गार्लैंड कॉल 972-235 रोमा फॉर मोर इन्फॉर्मेशन
Phoenicia Radio, proud to bring to you live broadcast of the RT from the DFW Hindu Temple, the Ekta Mandir in Irving at noon every Sunday on 104.9 FM.
ये वर्ल्ड है ना वर्ल्ड इसमें दो तरह के लोग होते हैं एक मेल और दूसरा फीमेल एक ओल्ड पीपल्स और एक जवान कई तरह है
मैनेजर जी आपने बिल्कुल सही कहा एक होता है आपके जैसा व्हाइट कॉलर डॉन और एक होता है मेरे जैसा ब्लू कॉलर डॉन हाँ वाव क्या कह रहे हो शेरिफ हाउ अबाउट होम ओनर्स एंड अपार्टमेंट रेंटर्स एंड ड्राइवर्स एंड पैसेंजर्स यार
ए मामू वो लोग भी तो होते हैं जो बाहर की बिरयानी और घर की दाल पसंद करते हैं
क्या कह रहे हो भाई आप भूल गए अपने विनम्र शिक्षक और आप जैसे होनहार स्टूडेंट भी रहे
सर्किट ठहर जाओ मैं अपने पापा से पूछूंगा पापा आप जैसे लीडर्स और मेरे जैसे फॉलोअर्स भी तो होते हैं
सनी पुत्र एक मेरे जैसे होते हैं जो तेज भागते हैं और एक धन्नो जैसे जो स्टेशन पर ही खड़े रहते हैं
Male and female, old and young, white collar and blue collar, homeowners and apartment renters, drivers and passengers, restaurant eaters and those that cook at home, good students and not so good students, leaders and followers, fast and slow. And it's these two kinds of people who are the listeners of Fun Asia Radio. If you want either of these to become your customers, all you have to do is to advertise with Fun Asia Radio. Give us a call, 214-675-1754.
This radio program is the exclusive property of Funasia. Unauthorized use, including distribution or copying, is strictly prohibited.
Welcome back. For those of you who have just joined us, you are tuned to the Dilshad Show, and today we are speaking to Jasbina Ahluwalia, who has joined us all the way from the Bay Area. She is the president and founder of Intersections Matchmaking, that deals with all the people that are from South Asian descent, and they can definitely approach her for one-to-one consultation about the National Elite Services provided for professionals and who are looking for their significant other. Welcome back, Jasbina, to our show. Hello? I think we lost her, so we would be back with her very soon. So, let me play this track for you. Sorry for the inconvenience to all our listeners who are listening to the show. Jasbina, you are on air with us now?
I am, yes.
Okay, great. So it's kind of the time that we are left with right now. Could you just wrap up quickly about the mindset and awareness in about a minute or so, that what one exactly wants to change once they have this consultation and see the true picture of, you know, all these kind of motivation and all these tools that you provide them to think through the process?
So, you know, given the introspective nature of our personal consultation,
mm-hmm.
you know, the process of thinking through our targeted questions
mm-hmm.
and, you know, articulating one's responses
right.
is specially designed to explore one's own self-awareness
mm-hmm.
and expectations
okay.
And distinguish one's expectations potentially from the expectations of others, as we've touched upon. And for this reason, you know, greater clarity in terms of what one seeks in a life partner is quite a common outcome from, you know, resulting from going through this process of the consultation.
So people are kind of quite clarified after they kind of go through the process, and you must have witnessed a lot of people who come with a different mindset and leave with a different mindset.
You know, Dilshad, what's really interesting is almost every time we do one of these consultations, uh-huh. at some point during the consultation, and I should mention they're quite lengthy. I mean, they can be from about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So it is a lengthy process. And at some point during this process, it's typical for us to hear remarks such as, huh, I've never thought about that before.
That's
or
what
I
was
asking that before.
It came to my mind because even when you share a very enlightening conversation with a friend, Jasmina, mm-hmm. these kind of thoughts just pop in your mind that, you know, hey, I never thought about this from this angle before, and this is such an important angle, I missed out.
Exactly. And, you know, from our perspective, I mean, this, as life partners, one of the most important decisions one is going to make, you know, it impacts one's life in so many ways. And for that reason, taking the time to think through things and kind of lead in with both your heart and mind are, you know, is what we believe kind of the best, you know, mindset
match
to have.
Right. Thank you so much, Jasmina, for joining us, and it was a great talking to you. Could you please go ahead and once again give your web address and how people can contact you?
Sure. I'd love to give our web address, which is www.intersectionsmatch.com. And also, I'd like to mention that information about us is also available on the Dilshad Show website.
Mm-hmm. It is available on dilshadshow.com, yes.
Wonderful. Okay, so either our website or I believe even going to the show's website, we'll leave one there.
Yeah, I have all your resources posted there and about your you know, agency, the details and what we have talked about. The show will be posted very soon. So if you have missed, you can definitely log on to dilshadshow.com and see listen to the missed part that you have lost it. Thank you once again, Jasmina, for joining us all the way from the Bay Area.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you once again.
Goodbye.
So, आज हमने बात की कि किस तरीके से matchmaking, intersection matchmaking, एक कदम और आगे बढ़ाकर हमें करीब कर देता है इस प्रोसेस में आगे जाने से, and then they feel that कि इस प्रोसेस को आसान बनाने में दोनों पार्टियों का काफी हद तक बेनिफिट है. पहले तो वो डायलॉग्स के जरिए उसे क्लियर करते हैं और फिर एक म्यूचुअली अग्रीएबल प्लेटफॉर्म पर आपके लिए स्क्रीनिंग भी करते हैं ताकि आपका जॉब आसान और सही हो जाए ऐसे पर्सनल टच के साथ कि आप चाहें तो इन्हें जरूर कांटेक्ट कर सकते हैं. एंड एड्रेस इज ऑन dilshadshow.com. कहते हैं ना कि मैरिज इज दैट रिलेशन बिटवीन मैन एंड वुमेन इन विच द इंडिपेंडेंस इज इक्वल द डिपेंडेंस इज म्यूचुअल एंड ऑब्लिगेशन रेसिप्रोकल. और ये भी तो कहते हैं सक्सेसफुल मैरिज डिपेंड्स ऑन टू थिंग्स फाइंडिंग द राइट वन एंड बीइंग द राइट वन. आपका क्या ख्याल है? जो भी ख्याल हो, we wish you all the best in the search. लेते हैं इजाजत. This is Dilshad, your host coast to coast, signing off with a very beautiful message. You have the power to make a difference in your lives and in your families. और जैसे मैं हमेशा कहती हूँ, जिंदगी जीने का नाम है, सिर्फ गुजारने का नहीं. Have fun and have a great week ahead. I will see you next time, next Friday between 2 to 3.
आबा बाबा.